thanks for streaming or tuning in to Asheville FM. Tonight we are live underneath the orange peel at Pulp right here in scenic downtown Asheville. My name is Alex, and we've got an Asheville FM exclusive tonight with Dawn Carroll. Dawn also happens to host Come On In My Kitchen Sundays at 7 a.m. on your favorite community radio station. Asheville FM, Bramari Brewing, who, by the way, are not only underwriters but help ensure the bands on this show get paid, are proud to present Dawn Carroll live and in the flesh, traveling from Pulp through the air and into your ears.
Welcome. Come on in my kitchen, or come down in this lovely room. I wish you all were here, but you're here in spirit. Glad to thank you so much for this. Is Asheville FM live music sessions at the orange, at the Pulp, at the bottom of the orange peel. I love it here. I was just commenting, it smells like an old library. I want to come here and read. And I said, I'm DJ Mouse, Brave Mouse, when I'm doing kids' music. Dawn Carroll the rest of the time when I want to be. Thank y'all for listening.
Look around.
open up your eyes. Look all around. Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? Thank you. I'm beginning and ending with a cover. That's going to be a songs about stuff I made up. Right before the pandemic, I was working with children and started writing all kinds of songs for kids, educational songs. Triangle, triangle, triangle. I'm a square. I can't count the sides on a circle. Let's be kind. And I started through great painstaking necessities of mother. I don't know. I have a lot of computer skills, but thought I'd skirted that, but we learned what we have to. And I started a little website and put out an album, and I'm working on my second children's book, and I go by a character called Brave Mouse. And we have a wonderful show called Radioactive Kids. Is it still on Saturday mornings? That was Sega, anyway. Gave me a great promo with that, and I'm working on a second in my series of children's books. I started booking some stuff at schools, and everything is shut down, so I've been trying to do that online. And I've learned from Sega, yeah, I get deep and dark a lot, but I want to impart empathy and good values to children, without freaking them out, But a lot of the artists, kindy artists he covers, really do some heavy stuff. And last summer, we've got, had George Floyd going on and daily, exponential killings of black people and the pandemic and global warming. Little ones need to deal with that, too. So this is my attempt to, deal with some of that without scaring the wee ones to death. How long till every mother's child is finally safe from harm? Born free, no matter the color of the skin they live in, what they look like, who they are, or where they may be. How long till nowhere no mother's child is ever denied the basic right to just exist, and no longer will we let any mother's child hurt or kill any other mother's child, not by word or deed or law, not by gun, knee or fist. So many still spread so much hate. But I still believe if we all stand, our love can stop the hate before it gets too late. From another mother's child's ignorant hate and fear. How long can we allow sick souls to keep killing another mother's child? Finally seen and heard and treated kindly. how long till we value equally each precious life of every mother's child. Under the sun,
thank you. I get deep and dark sometimes. Well, all the time. And if y'all listen to Come Out of My Kitchen, you're, you know, I rarely go a show without crying.
A lot
lot of times I make up little instrumental ditties. Rarely play them in public because I usually record myself doing all kinds of parts. But I got a few I play out there, just little weird ditties. I originally called this Doodling in C. Then a friend told me, like, no, like an instrumental song has to have like some kind of weird name, like a phrase, like a sentence, something weird. So I remembered a time when my son was 4 years old. He came walking into the room. Mom, Dad, I found my Woody, but I lost my Buzz. He was, of course, talking about his Toy Story dolls, but we laughed hysterically. So the name of this song is I Found My Woody, But I Lost My Buzz.
Shoulders wears us down. much work left to do that we can only do together. And the weight of our brothers and sisters is never too much to bear. So let it rain, let it rain, let the water pour down on me. In the middle of the night, let it come and wash me clean. Let it rain, let it rain, let it soak me down and rebirth me. Open up my soul and flood me like a raging river. We are all drops of water in the river of life. We all float downstream, guided by God's flow. We cannot stop the current, but we can learn how to swim by choosing to pour out love and finding a righteous way to go. So let it rain, let it rain, let the water pour down on me. In the middle of the night, let it come and wash me clean. Let it rain, let the water soak down and rebirth me. Open up my soul and flood me like a raging river. Open up my soul and flood me like a raging river.
Thank you. Do an old and a new song. I'm gonna look at something because I had to. You just had to keep updating. I have to keep like we have to keep singing and marching and processing about the same like stuff over and over and over. And I just don't understand why we still don't get it. So I try to keep up, you know, with all the with to give information for my radio show and just to be informed as a person and to be prepared in a to fight the good fight in the army of a God, all it is, whatever you believe in, and all that's righteous and good, which too many people are out doing the devil's work in the name of God and destroying democracy in the name of patriotism. And sometimes it seems like nothing changes but the date, so I had to keep updating. I'm trying to keep up with all the names of all the murdered black people and all the names of all the people who were, you know, shot in mass shootings and all the climate statistics and all the foods that we're going to lose by 2050. And, like, oh, my God, I wish I hadn't signed the Sandy Hook Promise. Every day, but you cannot delete the thread because then you don't care. But there's so many, so I'm going to name some names, a bunch of names. So I added a whole other verse to this, and I'd like to not have to keep doing that. Betty Jones opened up her door, not knowing what the cops had in store. Christmas trimmings not yet put away. She did not know her life would end that day. What did she do to cause that officer to discharge his gun into her? What did young Mr. LeGreer say when from their bullets he was running away? Every day, every day, every day in the USA, humans are being murdered just for the hue of their skin. Each and every day, every day. Uniformed henchmen with reasonable belief are spreading its plague of death and grief through communities of people they don't see as human. Guarding crypt cities, they keep them entombed in. What kind of people are we?
who allow killers to walk free. Tax support to fight terror overseas, while the real terrorists run DC and our local PD. Are we going to save the children when it looks like now it's legal to kill them? If they happen to be black, no indictment for Loman or Gornback for killing 12-year-old Tamir Rice. A child's family pay the price every day, every day, every day in the USA. Humans are being murdered just for the U.S. Each and every day. Every day. Each and every day. Every day. Now I first wrote this song 2016, January 1, and now it's 2021. Seems the more things change, the more they stay the same. The only thing different are the dates and the names, and the beat goes on and on and on. The beat goes on and on and on. The beat goes on and on and on. When will it stop? It just goes on and on. Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, Betty Jones, Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, Eric Gardner, Philando Castile, Terrence Crusher, Deborah Danner, Marcus Smith, Charlena Siobhan Lyles, and her unborn child, a Tatiana Coquies Jefferson, Sincere Pierce, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Perry Floyd, Rayshard Brooks, Martin David Scott III, Andrew Brown, Dante Demetrius Wright, and on and on and on and on, 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 every day, every day, every day in the USA. Humans are being murdered just for the hue of their skin. Each and every day, every day, each and every day, every day.
Thank you. We're going to go from that cheery note to a Dead Mama song. Woohoo! We're having some fun. Gosh, about 12 years ago, my mother died. After about a 10... It took a long time, though. She got... killed really like 10 years before that. But a brain injury and I had several strokes. And anyway, it was a long, hard road. And after she died, which she allowed me to be there at that moment, which was really wonderful... It felt very similar to the moment that I had my one and only child. Even though one was very happy, one was very sad. There were the moments I felt closest to God. Then I went on a little vacation. I went to the beach by myself. And I tell people from now, ladies, no ladies here, but ladies, if you're listening, next time you go on vacation, leave your man at home, leave the children at home. It'll be the best vacation that you ever had. And so I wrote this while I was on the beach. One night,
trying to. I dumped the majority of my mother's ashes. We saw this great movie called The Man Who Would Be King when I was about 10 years old and had this swinging bridge and in the scene just like the one at Grandfather Mountain. And then we went to Grandfather Mountain shortly after that. And my mom said, oh, Dawn, when I die, dump my ashes off this bridge. Well, I tried to do that, but you know, I didn't want a big Lebowski thing happening to all the other people there, so I had to go to a rock outcropping. But while I was at the beach, I saved a little bit to put in some Jack Daniels, which she used to like, and tried to throw that in beach water. Oh my God, that's a it's a challenge. I wouldn't recommend it. And this just came out that night. One of those channeled things. They're the best.
Standing in the surf, looking out at the night sky. I'm still here on earth, still wondering why. Really missing you. You left this world too soon. I'll see you shining down on me every night in the Carolina moon. As I watch her pull the tides, I know you're finally free. I wonder where your soul resides, all around and inside me. Really missing you. Don't know what I'm gonna do. When I see you smiling down on me in the Carolina moon, I could never thank you enough for all you've sacrificed to give to me. And I'll feel sorry for the rest of my life that I could not protect you, make you well, or set you free. Now I'll never hear your sweet voice. You'll never hold me in your arms. I'm questioning every choice. How could I not keep you from harm? But we all must make the journey, and we rarely choose the time. I'll feel you all around me till I see you soon. Till then, I'll see you every night in the Carolina moon.
Thank you. We'll lighten it up a little bit. If you listen to the verses of this, it is a recipe for pie crust. But it's really about a song how men are kind of simple-minded. You know, it don't take much. Women are a little complicated. Boys love them, leave them, feed them alone. Actually, I was in a hotel quite some time ago in Charleston, I believe. I used to go to this blues fest there every year. I was just flipping through the TV, and Martin Lawrence, the comedian, gave me the inspiration for this song. He said something I found to be pretty true. If you can make a good sandwich and I won't say it the way he said it, you know, make love the way they like, they ain't going nowhere. You know, it don't take much. Women, we're a little harder to figure out, but listen closely. It's also a recipe.
Two cups of flour and a teaspoon of salt. and mix them in a big old bowl. Add a third a cup plus 2 tablespoons of shortening, and count them in with some love and soul. 'Cause I'm making pie, sweet juicy pie. Tender flaky pie, and I'm gonna serve it up to you. Add 4 tablespoons of fresh cold water. Mix with a fork till it feels like dough. Roll it into a ball and chill it down for at least 4 hours or so. 'Cause I'm making pie, sweet juicy pie. Tender flaky pie, and I'm gonna serve it up to you. Then I take my dough, roll it in some flour until it's flat and round. Press it into a plate and bake it 450 until it's golden brown. They say that food is the way to a man's heart. Ladies, you've already figured out if you're smart. You need to know to keep your man right. It's how to serve him your sweet pie just the way he likes. 'Cause we're making pie, sweet juicy pie. Tender flaky pie, and we're gonna serve it up to you. Making pie. Might fill it with apples or blueberries, maybe even some cherries, or a pumpkin or pecan, or a key lime custard that topped with baked meringue. That stands as tall as you do, darling, when you're real, real happy to see me.
Thank you. Thank you to The Pulp at the Orange Peel for hosting Asheville FM live music sessions. Thank you to Asheville FM. Without my Asheville FM family, I don't know, I might not have survived this past year. Thank you to DJ Smittyman for putting all this together and doing a wonderful show on Tuesday mornings called Positive Vibes. It's what make I feel good today. All kind of good music, reggae and all kind of rock. And from that's you haven't changed it. You're still Tuesday mornings, 8 to 10. Yeah, so you should check out Positive Vibes and all our many shows. We're I always say we have this little I don't know, would you call it a tagline? Or we're real people making great radio. I like it, but I always say we're great people. We're real. Yeah, we're real and we're great. Like, for real, we are great. And so are the people at the Orange People, and so are you people out there in radio land. We'll do a few more here, and we've enjoyed being here tonight. Maybe next time we'll be able to have live audiences. I don't know. We don't want to jump the gun. I think a lot of us are jumping the gun on the COVID thing. Pray that we get everybody around the world vaccinated. Title track to my 4th CD. They'll tell you anything you do is
just a little drop in the bucket. But isn't the ocean made up of lots of little drops? They'll tell you one little drop can never ever make a difference. Wasn't it a bunch of little drops that created the Grand Canyon? Let's all be drops in the bucket, 'cause lots of little drops make a whole lot of water. And water is a very powerful force. Imagine the world we could make if we could all rain down together and wash away all evil and injustice. Heal our mother, be the hands of our father, build a home where each and every life matters. We rarely get to see the impact of all the work we do. Many who worked hard so all could vote and go to school never lived to see it happen, yet it did. Well, kinda, sorta. Human rights always under attack. When will we humans learn who and what to fight back? Do we pull the wool from over our eyes to see that no one is free till everyone is free? 'Cause I am you and you are me. So let's all be drops in the bucket. Lots of little drops make a whole lot of water. And water is a very powerful force. Let's all be drops in the bucket, 'cause lots of little drops make a whole lot of water. Water is a very powerful, surely to be reckoned with. Force.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's see if I remember this. I wrote my first parody song. Usually, I like making up my own words and my own tunes and all that. And that was when I first in the '90s, first started hearing rap music. And I peeped out right away; it was going to become the dominant pop genre of the next generation and generations to come. All my little rock and roll friends was like, "No," I'm like, "Yeah, dude, no, it's not a flash in the pan." And I've discovered. I wish I had first been exposed to like gangster rap. I would have loved it, you know. But, you know, I was exposed to, like, you know, the top 40 kind of little, you know, don't scare the white people kind of rap, you know. And the first time I heard, and I've come to love this song, actually. It's a beautiful song about his daughter. But the first time I ever heard Will Smith rapping, I'm in a store, and I hear, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm getting Grover Washington. Wait a minute. Well, why is this young man talking over my song? Now, in my day, young man, we made up our own tunes and our own words now. But I've come to appreciate sampling, and sometimes it can be done very, very tastefully and very reverently. And I'm constantly impressed by the old, obscure things that the kids are sampling these days. Keeping it old school and new. So anyway, so I wrote this. This was inspired by Dr. Hyena, who does a wonderful show called Please Pass the Hacksaw on Asheville FM on Tuesdays from 2 to 4, a few several hours after Schmittymon's show. And he was interviewing a guy, I forget his name, they were talking about the
rising problem of people nowhere to go. And the guy who was interviewing made a comment about, you know, the stigma, and, you know, more, it's increasing. More and more people, you know, all kind of people are out in the street having nowhere to go. And it's getting worse and going to get worse. And Dr. Hanna goes, yeah, it can happen to you. And so I started thinking of that old Sinatra song by Johnny Richards and Carolyn Lee. Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. Well, I worked much different words. And so I recorded it on my phone, and Dr. Hyena played it right away because he considered it a passing of a hacksaw. So. Worst nightmares can come true. It can happen to you. Life can fall apart. You've made good plans, worked hard as you can, even a white man. Life still fell apart. You don't belong, move along. The clock reads quite clear. On the barroom walls, it's time for last call. Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And here's the sad part. We're held down from the start by tiny soulless corporate minds who have no heart. You'd rush right by folks living outside, think they just don't try. Before your well ran dry. And now you know there we can all go, but for God's grace, even you and I. Devil deceives us to believe that he is our friend. Makes deaf, dumb, and blind minions of mankind, hating our neighbor to our very own end. And here's the dumb part, though we're all chained to the same cart, we let horsemen trick us into tearing our world apart. It's no fairy tale what can come true for me and for you. When we use our power to love as ourselves, our sister and brother, all for one another, we build a mighty tower that can't fall when our lives matter to all. And together we stand up to Big Boss Man, who's foiling God's plan, and teach him with tough love that we are God's hands. Oh, yeah. And here's the best part. No life has to fall apart if just more of us would use our brain to find our heart. Thank you. All right.
Hey, I just want to take a moment here and give some thanks and shout outs. Firstly, I want to thank DJ Smittymon for everything he does putting this thing together. Thanks to our in-station personality, Brooke. And I also want to thank our amazing audio team, Patrick, Bruce, Lawson. Y'all are awesome. You do great work. I also want to thank the Orange Peel and Pulp for letting us do the show here. And certainly not least, I want to thank Don for playing for us tonight. Thanks for doing what you do, and I'll let you get back to it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Orange Peel. As for them, thank you, Alex and Jeff and everybody. Y'all,
You're just wonderful. I love y'all. Love y'all. Love y'all. If you listen to me, you know what I'm talking about. If you listen to The Kitchen, that's how I end every show. All right. Time for one more, two more. What do you... One. About 8 minutes. Okay, yeah. I'll do a short one. I keep rewriting stuff to update the horribleness, you know. Do one more short original and I'll end up with a cover. My mama's favorite songs. God, I wrote this like 7 years ago. And I ain't. Well, I guess it's got slightly better here recently. I mean, like at least there's some humans up in D.C. But. Just wanna raise my family, love my neighbors round the world, work hard and earn equal pay. I just want human rights like corporations have. Get stoned and be left alone to enjoy my day. But these times don't call for that. Get into fat while too many starve and bleed under crushing weight of too much greed. Time to unify and take what we all need by any means necessary. This country was only made for rich white men, not for First Nations people of color or women. I keep hearing we the people, I only see we the corporations, but nothing what it's supposed to be. I was taught the Constitution is just a con, in the home of the brave and the land of the free, land of Bear, Monsanto, Pfizer, Amazon, McD's and Disney. When companies have more human rights than you or me, while many humans keep on dying for the right just to be. Well, I don't call that democracy, but these times don't call for that. Too few get into fat, while too many starve and bleed under the weight of too much greed. We gotta take what we all need. We gotta take what we all need. We gotta take what we all need by any means necessary. And it's almost like the name of a really cool show called By All Means Necessary on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on Asheville FM. Don Quixote. Check that out. Thanks for listening. I love y'all. I love y'all. I'm gonna leave y'all with a little blood, sweat, and tears. I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care. If it's peace you find in dying, well then, let the time be near. If it's peace you find in dying, well then, dying time is near. Just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah. Crazy cold way down there. And
when I die and when I'm gone. There'll be one child born in a world to carry on. Troubles are many, they're as deep as a well. I can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. Swear there ain't no heaven, and I pray there ain't no hell. But I'll never know by living, only my dying will tell you. So only my dying will tell, yeah. Only my dying will tell. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in a world to carry on. Give me my freedom for as long as I be. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. And all I ask of dying is to go naturally. I only wanna go naturally. I only wanna go naturally. Here I go, here I go, here I go, go naturally. Well, I don't wanna go. Don't wanna go by demon. Don't wanna go by fire. Don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, when I'm dead and gone, there'll be one child born in a world to carry on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, thank you. Love y'all, love y'all, love y'all.